You're welcome on another episode of my podcast. I'm sorry, I'm still working on my perfect introduction. Alright, you're welcome on another episode of my podcast, and if you are listening to this for the first time, this is the Sweet Generous Podcast, You can find it on every major podcasting platform, Google Podcasts, Cascade Box, Radio Public, and even an Apple Podcast. Yeah, we're global. Okay, so what's up people? How are you guys doing? How's your week go? Was it stressful? Really? Take out this weekend now. And if you work weekends as well, well, God will continue to strengthen you. And do try to get some rest too. So today, I want us to talk about appearances. You know, yes, you heard right, appearances. I mean, your physical, your outward appearances. Is appearance always reality? That's one question I've liked to ask people, you know, over the years. And I still don't stop asking people. When I experience some things, I'm like, this person to like this is because this person looks like this, not even acts like this, is because this person looks like this. Why do people get judged based on their appearance? Is it appropriate to judge people based on their appearances? If yes, why should we?
You are listening to the Sui Generous Podcast.
So we are often told that we shouldn't judge a book by its cover. But do you know that has never really stopped us from judging one another by our looks? Whether you like it or not, you must have been judged by how you look, how you dress, or even how you carry yourself at one time or the other. But sometimes I begin to wonder if appearance should be everything, because if I will be honest, the society these days is just so obsessed with physical appearance, as if it is the natural way to be judged that way. I know we've heard it countless times that first appearance can leave a lasting impression, that kind of thing. But the real truth is, first appearances can be deceptive. I'm being honest, but people, especially strangers, you know, they often judge our personality based on our first, you know, outward appearance. Might not even be the first, probably the way they see us, look all the time, just judge us based on it without even getting to know us. But if I'll be candid, child, we are sometimes able to depict. I'm trying to use the word depict this time around, not judge, because the two sets of people I'm going to mention now, they are not debatable. They're able to judge some people's religiosity based on their outward appearance, yes, and some people's profession. There's no need to argue about that. You basically see some people and you know that, oh, okay, this person is an imam, this person is a Christian, this person is a legal practitioner. So those ones are not debatable, not for arguments, and that is actually not the kind of appearance I am really trying to talk about. I think caring for and maintaining our appearance to look better, nicer, you know, more pretty, more handsome, should be natural actions that we should always endeavor to do every day. It's not something that we should do because of, I'll come to that because of part later. But nowadays, some people are trying so hard, to look pretty, to look handsome. I'm not saying it's not okay, because we all definitely have the right to live our lives the way we want it to be. But I think most people are so conscious about their appearance because of what people will say about them. Yes, that's because part. Because of what people will say about them, not because they want actually feel the inner, you know, want to look good, to want to look much more better, but because of when I step out there, oh my God, that's the kind of thing they live by. Not because I am that, but because of when I stepped here, you know, that kind of thing. When I entered that place, they know that that's the way some people live their lives. But who am I again? This is just my opinion. I heard a statement somewhere that good looking people make more money.
Yes, they said good looking people make more money. And someone in that gathering said something. He said that's because good looking people do not only get better pay, but also get hired faster. I don't know whether to accept that statement as true though, but in this society where looks now matter, oh my god, people like to be surrounded by good looking people, even in workplaces. I am having no particular definition as to the description of good looking people, okay? So I don't want to say this is what good looking people meant, but yes, in this society that we have, looks now matter so much. Like, we are so obsessed, we don't even want to know what the vessel contains. We don't want to know the content of the vessel. We are just it's just what you show us. That is just what we want, and we'll just make our final verdict from it. That's just it, and it's not supposed to be. But now, yes, like I just said, everybody wants to be surrounded by good looking people. But when I actually talk about appearances, I'm not solely referring to, you know, the dressing part alone, but also facial expressions and even physical body structures. They are inclusive in our appearances, whether you like it or not. Now, I assume that most people will conclude that people with a happy expression all the time tend to be more friendly and cheerful than those with indifferent expressions, or those who like to keep a straight face. I don't know whether you agree with me, but I just assume. Now, they assume that because they always see you smiling, they always see you, you know, probably laughing. They just assume that, oh, this person is going to be very friendly, this person is going to be very nice. I pray you know in that one chance. Now, I studied a course in school, in uni. The course is called criminology. Now, once my lecturer taught us that, we were being taught about how to use physical appearances and facial features. Now, can you see? Dressing is not part of this. But we're being taught how to use physical structures, you know, facial features as per outward appearance, if you understand what I'm trying to say, to capture a person who committed a particular crime. Can you see? Now, we were taught that people with broad or huge body structures or angry looking faces, they are always more likely to be labeled as criminals in any case of suspicion. Can you just imagine? Because my face is somehow, my nose is long, my hair is round, and I am huge, and I am this. I'm practically assumed in a group of people that, oh, there's this person that committed this crime, because this is how it is, and the people that are here used to be like this. That's the kind of crime they used to commit. Can you imagine? No. Can you guys just imagine? Some people don't even judge others. That's not what I'm trying to say. That some people don't even judge others based on their, I'm wearing Louis Vuitton and she's wearing God knows what. But now they judge them based on the fact that, ah, we are made stupid too. This person said it's stupid too. This person that committed this crime. As regards that though, when I actually learned, I studied that course in school, as regards that, I used to think that using appearances as such that we taught to make criminal predictions or assumptions will continue to make us bad judges of criminality. Whether you accept with me or not, I'm not leaving it up for argument. Whether you accept, because it is really disturbing. I mean, why should I get to a place and a crime has been committed, and then they just round up some people, and then they just say, okay, this particular crime has been committed, though. Just open one book, because somebody has written it, and they said people that have long legs and short fingers are the kind of people that commit this particular crime. So look for somebody with that kind of description. That is totally unfair and quite disturbing. Well, if we take a look beneath the surface of this kind of perception of judging people by their appearance, I feel that what is this perception has done to us is not a pretty sight, because now most people care less about the inward character of a person, but more about their outward appearance as the expression of who they are. I don't know whether you get me. Now, nobody cares about, though some people care about what you have to offer. Though that's not the direction I'm going to. I think I should put it this way. I think some people really do care about who you are. But I think before they even care about that, they are just attracted to the outward appearance first, and then everybody just, they don't want to know that you are a pretty thief or you are a very annoying person, I don't know what word to use, but as long as you are looking so pretty and handsome and you know how to dress well, oh my god, they will go with you. We are beginning to denigrate looks, body shapes, people's dressing, and then when we feel the society might not like what they see or what we see in the mirror before I step out of the house, just take a look at my pretty face in the mirror and I'm like, god, why is my lipstick not sticking? Why is this cloth not so fitted? Why am I eyebrow like this? I'm not bothered because I really should be bothered, but because I'm bothered because this is not the society's standard of being good looking. So I feel a little uneasy when I step out of the house, or sometimes people might even be completely unhappy. It's not supposed to be that. But for instance, let's just talk about something really good. Why should some people get judged based on how they choose to appear in some worship places? No, I'm not talking about indecent appearance. I'm talking about the fact that in some churches, you can't just come into some churches with your hair, like it's a colored hair, like you dye your hair red and they say you are going to church. They say, why will you go to church? Don't you know the kind of people that used to dye their hair red? Tell me which kind of people used to dye their hair red. No, tell me. Tell me the kind of people that used to dye their hair. Is it those people that did not dye their hair? Do you mean that they're actually better than me because of the fact that they did not dye their hair? Why should we be for instance, even in school, you are just perceived as, once you see this person that is always using the glasses or sitting in front of the class, they just say, all those ones, if it's only one, those ones, they are nerds, they are genius. Who told you? Who told you that? Who told you that we are backbenchers? We don't know anything because we don't use glasses. Let me just tell you a gist. A friend of mine told me something recently, and pardon me, I apologize if you are listening to this. Like right now, I just had to bring this gist on my podcast. You know, I cannot just play that gist just like that. So he told me something. He said, actually, he didn't tell me. I noticed something, so I asked him. I noticed that he was eating the gym, like he was beginning to go to the gym. This was so unusual. This was not something that I was really fascinated by, this old gym workout, bodybuilding thing, and so then I just see this person go to the gym, Kido Shelly, his world about to come to an end. And then he said something. I said, okay, old guy, why are you eating the gym? It's weird. And he said, wait. He said, since all the ladies out there now prefer men with broad shoulders and physique, like broad shoulders and huge physique, decided to start building his body. I'm saying this silently because I'm just hoping that he's not going to hear, like when he gets to this part, God is going to make him busy and just skip this part. Yes, he's not going to the gym because he feels that ladies out there now prefer, like, this guy has a nice stature, but he's eating the gym because he feels his physical appearance is not enough to attract the lady. Who are the ladies that are out there that are making this conclusion for the rest of us? I mean, who are these people who came up with these crazy ways of assessing and categorizing people? I honestly feel that we should pay more attention to a person's wisdom and attitude, you know, their personality, rather than their outward appearance. We should pay attention to outward appearance too. You'll get to hear people's views on the next episode of this podcast. You would have observed that, okay, nobody else is talking, just me. Yes, it's just me today. You're stuck with me, lovely. And like I was saying, oh god, I just got distracted. I don't like to make jokes when I'm making podcasts. Okay, so I said we should try to pay more attention to a person's wisdom, their person's attitude, their personality, rather than their outward appearance. I'm saying more attention because we should also pay attention to their outward appearance. Obviously, I can't see somebody dressed like, apology, like a mad fellow, and then I would just want to wait and listen to what this person has to say. No matter the kind of fluent and spoken English that is coming out from your mouth, I will know it because I don't know. Maybe there's a bottle has been gone somewhere or something you're going to use to harm me just because of the way you are dressed. But I still feel that in some cases that are exceptional, or some cases that you could just let go, just pay more attention to people's people's person, people's attitude, than judging them based on the fact that they're not carrying a facade or wearing a talky design or tuning or trying to appear posh, whereas they are not. Some people don't even care about how you perceive them, honestly. They are simply comfortable with themselves. Anything you want to say, just say. They don't care about what people think of them or whatever. But I still feel that before you judge someone, at least make sure you have the right information about them. Don't just see me and just judge me. Just because actually me, I've been judged a lot of times, and then these people eventually get close to me a little bit. I used to think that you are like this, you would act like this, and I'm like, why? Because you dress like this, or probably because I just work on my own, I don't talk to you, and just assume. I'm like, okay. Personally, I really don't judge people. I don't judge people. Though there are some sorts of people that it's inevitable, but just know the right time to not just judge people. Don't let, because this person turned up at your office for an interview and this person is dressed like this, why would this person come to an high-paying job dressed wearing this kind of rag-looking dresses? Guy, just check whether the person has what you need, what does the person have to offer you. Is it the dressing they are coming to offer you? The dressing will, you know, get to know people. Maybe they can't afford fancy clothes, maybe they have things going on in their lives that it's really beginning to affect their outward appearance and misplacing them, and then everything, you never really can tell. Maybe some people just do not like to keep up with trends, you know, because everybody's doing their hair this way, and then you're still doing your hair the way everybody was doing it in 2009. I mean, this is 2020, why would she do her hair like that? Who still does? Nobody cares, because some of us don't like to keep up with trends, you know. Just get to know people before you make assumptions or conclusions or hey, whatever it is you guys like to call it.
You are listening to the Sui Generis podcast.
So we have come to the end of this episode, but I just want to assure you that this is just the first part of this discussion. This is not all to it. There is more to it. Appearance and reality. Is appearance always reality? Should you be judged by how people perceive you? Should you even judge people? Because even if you don't judge people, there won't be any need to ask the other question that should you be bothered about how people perceive you, whatever. On the next episode of this podcast, you'll get to listen to various people, other people share their thoughts, their opinions on whether appearance should be assumed as reality. Also, if you would like to share your thoughts, you know, your opinions about this discussion, the same discussion, is appearance reality? Should we judge people? If we should, please tell us. Come and tell us your story. Why should we judge people? Have you been judged before? Please tell us your story. You can share your thoughts and your opinions about this discussion. If you would like me to feature it or read it on the next episode, by simply sending me a mail at thesuigeneris@gmail.com. THE Sui SUI Generis GENERIS podcast@gmail.com. Your mail should contain your name, your location, and all you have to say to us, your opinion. That's it. Likewise, you can send it via any of my social media platforms if you have my WhatsApp contacts. Yeah. WhatsApp family, you can send it in. And if it's my Instagram, you can send it via my Instagram at @ade_bolu, @ade_bolu. Thank you so much for listening. Oh my god, I love you guys so much. And I would be really, really glad, really, really glad if you can share this episode with your friends, your family, colleagues, and neighbors, and tell them to listen. Not just keep it in their DMs or their message boxes or anything. Tell them to listen. I want to know what they think about it. I would like to receive feedbacks from you guys. And I think I promised the last time that I'll start reading feedbacks on my next episode. Oh my god. I'll start reading on my next episode. I honestly promise. And tell them to also share likewise. Please, let's build the audience base. I love you guys.
and see you on the next episode.
I mean, what about the podcast?